It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
I don't think you're supposed to be taking walks from the beach.
Ba-do-zap, ba-do-zap.
Opinions is a rectum.
Let's go, Red Sox!
Season four, your mom's a whore.
Pizza time.
Hit me like a bomb.
Wall dick, where you at?
She made out with my dad.
I have four recliners. He has three.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
Does this ever get old?
Do you ever not like it? Having a nice hot grilled hot dog slice? You like it, right? Hot dog. Do you ever not like it? Having a grilled hot dog slice? Hot dog.
Sweetheart, call me RKK.
You like it, right? Hot dog.
Cheers,
hot dog, hot dog.
No problem solved.
So I call him Mr. Lemonade.
Hot dog, hot dog.
That's cool with me.
Do you ever not like it? Having a nice hot grilled hot dog slice. You like it, right?
Aw, thanks for stopping by.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program, Town Fair Tire Studios. You can watch us on Twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
You like it, right?
You like it, right?
A nice hot dog slice.
I do. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a nice hot dog sliced. Usually my hot dogs are fully encased.
You never slice it, let it get a little hot?
No, but I guarantee you I would like it.
Gets warmth in between everything.
Does it cook it more thoroughly, I guess?
It gets the middle nice and hot when you slice it.
I think yesterday was the first day that I saw the Kraft standing up this season. They were actually...
They had zappy fever.
Excited enough to stay. Yeah,
Didn't have the high chairs, apparently.
No, they,
they weren't high enough.
And there was actually a video that I posted to our Twitter account where it was a split screen between the Crafts, who was Jonathan and Robert. Yeah. And then who's the owner of the Green Bay Packers?
I think that wasn't the owner.
The
that
crowd.
Was the GM.
It was the GM. Okay, yes,
GM.
That's right. The crowd owns it, of course.
That's
They're all
right. The crowd owns it. That's right.
But the GM is on the right side of the screen, and Jonathan and Robert are on the other side. And the GM just goes and says, "I'm straight up digging for gold," and just jams his finger up his nose. And for a moment, it almost looks like he's about to start eating it, but he thinks twice. Yeah. And it looks almost as if Jonathan
now,
on the
are you
left
inferring
side,
that he started to eat it? Because that is something adults generally don't do.
I said that he, for a moment, I think the finger was moving towards his mouth as if, let's see what's going on. And then he just decided otherwise. But it was making that journey. And it was a slow journey, so it kind of hovered there for a moment. But the way the screen looked, it looked as if Jonathan was looking over towards him and like mocking the guy, the way that the split screen worked. So good for them for getting their first stand up out of their chairs moment of the season.
It was very exciting. That Zappy kid, I call him Lemonade.
Yes, that's right. Mr. Lemonade.
He's Mr. Lemonade.
I call him Scott Baio. He's zapped.
Willie Ames. I invited him to the game, but he was too busy. He's doing the new Scorsese film.
Was it Scatman Crothers in that one, too?
Which one?
Scatman Crothers, the guy from...
Oh, yeah. he was in Zap.
He was in Zap.
He was in Zap.
He hallucinated. He ended up like getting high on LSD or something. Right. No.
No, it was the...
He hallucinated because he just smoked weed, I think.
No, he didn't smoke it. What happened is... All right. Willie had pulled one over on the botany teacher.
Okay.
And right. He had been growing vast amounts of marijuana indoors in the botany garden.
Okay.
Much to the clueless botany teacher, could not figure out what was going on. So, yes, he did that. And then it all caught on fire in the scene to end the film. It kind of like Carrie, like Scott Baio just starts lighting everything on fire with his powers. A Bunsen burner falls over and then all the weed lights on fire and Scatman Carruthers does get high.
Uh-huh. And he has like some dream. Is he on like a bicycle or something? Why do I vividly remember like Scatman Crothers tripping balls in that? Like he had this crazy dream where he was on like a motorcycle or a bike in a field. Oh man, talk about like early memories of staying up too late watching HBO when I wasn't supposed to.
Just can you imagine like Zapped getting greenlit?
Oh, I couldn't.
Not now.
Well, no. Beyond what might no longer be PC, but, you know, because he did use his power to unleash many puppies. He said he's going to let the puppies breathe on many occasions. But just going like, you know, we got these two stars in our back pocket, Willie Ames and Scott Baio. We got to do something with them. Major motion picture. That's what we're going to do.
Yep.
And sure enough, there they were, Zapped every night on HBO.
Yeah.
And Heather Thomas, way hotter than Heather Locklear, but did not live the off-screen life.
Were they both in that movie?
No.
Okay.
But there's a lot of confusion because they were both beautiful blonde women.
Yeah.
But I would, if you asked, but, you know, you had Heather Locklear who had, was she on Dynasty? And then she was on T.J. Hooker.
Yes.
Yes. So she had a lot going for her. And then Heather Thomas kind of got thrown to the side.
And then Tommy Lee ruined her.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
As he has many a woman.
Yep. She fell for the man behind the drum kit.
And that caused some friction in the band when he married her because he became the star of the band.
Mr. Hollywood. That's
right. He became Mr. Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of dissension in the ranks. Because Mick Mars was like, I'm supposed to be the star of this band.
I think that Mick Mars would like to be the star of anything. I think if he had his way, and he could get paid for doing it, he would just hide in a closet somewhere and never move.
No, and it was always funny because when Motley Crue would do like a home video, they did that uncensored, Motley Crue uncensored, and it's Vince Neil in a limo with, because it fits his personality, very classy. He's in a limo with like a whirlpool in it going over the Sunset Strip with some chicks in it.
Yep.
Then it's Nicky. He's like cruising his vet.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember exactly what Tommy was doing, but then Mick Mars, they just like go like he's in a castle.
he's going to be like the creepy wizard guy.
Yeah.
I think it's the Dungeons and Dragons fans.
What?
That's right.
I heard wizards.
Well,
they
had someone to appeal for everyone, and that was for you, John.
He was the Jimmy Page of the band, the one who, in the song remains the same. They climb up a mountain, and he turns around, and his eyes are glowing red.
Yes, he has many, many things going on behind those eyes.
The evil spells of Aleister Crowley and living in his castle that did that to him.
That's right. I am by far the oldest and ugliest in the band. So you will put me seated at a big table. And this is where I will do my business. So, yes, maybe if you're a Patriots fan, yesterday would be a good time to put in Motley Crue Uncensored and kind of get the feeling of what was going on there.
Oh, that game ruled. Like, that was a entertaining.
That was a very entertaining.
Really entertaining game. Mm-hmm. And it was fun for a lot of different reasons. But, I mean, the Aaron Rodgers, I think that. Pretty much everyone can rally around the fact that he's just a massive douchebag and nobody likes him anymore.
way down to how he talked to Zappy at the end of the game. I mean, it's just, he's something else, that guy. He could care less. You see the haircut, too?
I don't get what's going on.
And he's got the long hair on the side.
I actually didn't mind, because as much as I hate the guy, when he showed up, like, as Nicolas Cage to the thing, you know, when he looked like the dude from Con Air when he showed up to practice, I think it was the very first preseason practice, I thought it was actually kind of funny. I was like, if that was any other quarterback, I'd think it was funny. I just hate that it was him that did it. And then it's almost like he's just adopted this I'm a dirtbag lifestyle. And, you know, I guess it matches his personality. You can't hide it. You just, I'm sure that Blue of Earth, his girlfriend and shaman, has basically told him, let the inside be the outside. And now he looks like the piece of trash he does on the inside.
But does he have the Mike Patton haircut from Epic? Like, is it all shaved except for the top?
I don't think he does. I didn't notice that.
Because follicles fall. Like, he has random, because this is the second game in a row I've seen him post game. Well, and also they had to go over to do the coin flip.
Yeah,
right. And Slater's like, guys, I got this.
The master of the coin flip.
You wait over there.
We want the ball.
It's my time to shine. And he always has these random pieces of hair that have fallen out of his helmet. So I question what's going on there. Like, I don't know if he has lines drawn in it like Mike Patton did back in the day.
That would be kind of awesome.
And then you'd like him even more.
Yeah. If that happened, I'd be like, all right, you still suck as a human. You know, as a football player, you're very good, except for that first half.
I don't know even how good he is anymore.
I mean, there was a pass he made yesterday that maybe Aaron Rodgers might be one of three people on the planet that can make that pass.
Yeah, he can still do it, but it's just
not as consistently as he used to.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's two games in a row. You're like,
team's not great around him.
Doesn't matter. I mean, I think Fred's right. Aaron Rodgers did not care in the first half. Didn't care. Wasn't playing well, didn't care. I mean, his body language, if you read into that kind of stuff, he just looked like he had he was playing terribly, and it was partly because of what the Patriots are doing, but partly because he wasn't into the game.
I wonder, and John, I think that, you know, you guys make a good point. I wonder if he is kind of the anti-Brady, where Brady was like, I've got something to prove in my age. I'm going to show everyone I can do this. I wonder if he's just, Aaron Rodgers is of the mindset of, dude, I got enough talent to probably win these games in the end, and I'm going to give the minimal effort when I get out there and do it. And if I win, I win. And if I don't, I don't. Blue of Earth kind of told me to embrace my inner, like, peace.
And that's, I got enough my peace money, right now. You know, he doesn't care.
It doesn't seem like he cares, but he's just that talented to where when you needed him to kill the clock at the end of a game and drive down the field and essentially win it in overtime, he was able to do it.
Yeah, truth be told, they should have won the game in regulation. That guy Dobbs dropped the ball in the end zone. I mean, that was another great pass. He's got it in him. Question is he motivated enough to have it at all times?
And that's how good he is, I think. I think you're right. I don't think he's trying until he absolutely has to try.
I agree. I mean, if you go, like John said, if you go by body language, he certainly doesn't seem that way. He's very Flacco-esque in that sense.
Yes.
He's become that way, hasn't he? Yes. Although he was getting pissed at his line.
Well, because he doesn't want to get hit.
Snap the blind ball!
Yeah, regardless of your effort, I mean, you still don't want to get a hit. I mean, that hurts.
Yeah.
All right, Rich, what's coming up?
All right, let's go over some of the stuff from yesterday, because there were some interesting behind-the-scenes stories from the Patriots game, and, of course, the Legend of Zappy begins. We'll get into all of it.
All right, we'll have that for you in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now,
now.
That's hard on the ears.
More Tetra and Rich.
Ooh, that gets your back hair going.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oof, I don't care for that at all.
Recapping what you missed, it's Tetra and Rich.
Toucher and Rich, and it all started with a hit that never should have happened.
The Packers have the best third down defense in the league. It's third and 10. Stevenson to the right of Hoyer. Three receivers to the left, one receiver right. Brian drops back. He's pressured. He's sacked from the right. And Gary gets to the quarterback.
Oh, boy. Well, after a whole week of Willie or won't he play, when we all knew that he wasn't going to play, Mac Jones is back up. Brian Hoyer got his chance to finally win his first game as a starter since 2016. Well, that didn't last long. When Isaiah Wynn acted like a revolving door and allowed Hoyer to get knocked out of the game with a head injury, something that after this past week in Miami, the league isn't messing around with. So that means that it was time for the backup to the backup, the Zap Man, a guy whose team photo looks nearly identical to Mac Jones. And here we go.
Stevenson behind Zappy, who turns and play fakes. He stands in. He throws it to the right. Parker wide open at the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Zappy with his first touchdown pass, and the Patriots regain the lead.
A decent little zogasm in there. That was kind of nice to see that return.
But the play clock read zero for about 2 seconds before the ball was snapped.
Which was crazy because I don't think
they are having more trouble with that play clock this year.
It was right after a delay of game the play before. So one would figure you would fixate on that clock.
Well, Zappy was playing with fire a few times. There were a couple times where I thought he wasn't going to get the snap off. And, of course, immediately before Andy Dinnan, that would have been bad. Two delay of games in a row. But just like that, we had the most entertaining game of the season. A third stringer from Western Kentucky never played a snap in the NFL, going toe-to-toe with the NFL's biggest douchebag, Aaron Rodgers. And Zappy was as good or even better than anyone really could have expected in that spot. He was 10 for 15 passes, 99 yards, a touchdown. But most importantly, he didn't do anything stupid. He seemed calm, played like the moment wasn't too big for him. It also helped that his defense had one hell of a game as well.
Now third down and 9. Rodgers fires to the near side. Intercepted along the near sideline. Jack Jones to the 20, to the 10. Pick 6. And a lead for the Patriots.
How about Jack Jones? Forces a fumble, gets a pick 6, has a day. The defense all around for the most part was very good, holding Aaron Rodgers to his worst passer rating in a half in his career. So that first half, if you look, somebody did the old stats and said that's the worst he's ever had in then half of a game before. So good on them. Matthew Judon, he was badass. He had a sack, 2 hits on Aaron Rodgers. He forced that overtime punt. But in the end, the offense had stalled out. Aaron Rodgers was able to kill that clock with the final drive. And
Crosby steps to his left, 2 strides, and waits in the staggered stance. In overtime, for the win for Green Bay. The snap and the kick. Airborne to the uprights. And that kick is good. Green Bay wins it on the final play of OT. 27-24.
Well, there you go. But I guess you couldn't have expected much better than what you got out of Billy Zappi and the team able to rally around him. I do want to hear this, though, because I just want to see if Scott Zolak gave us another zogasm. This is the Harris TD.
Second and goal to go from the near hash of the 5. Humphrey and Henry line up tight to the right.
Going right.
Parker is split to the left. Harris, hands on knees, the single back. He takes the handoff, started left, cut it back to the middle, into the end zone! Touchdown, Patriots!
I had a little one there.
What the hell is that?
That's the airplane guy, remember? The moaning airplane.
Great flight, yeah.
Yep, well, Bailey Zappi was the bell of the ball afterwards, and here's what he had to say at his post-game press conference.
You remember the first play? What was going through your mind? Grab my helmet, let's go, or, you know, you had a little time, but what was
just
the,
making sure I did my job. That was the biggest thing.
That's got to be Dan Roach, right? It doesn't sound like Dan Roach, but the question is...
No, that's Dan Roach.
Okay.
It's 100% Danny.
It definitely sounded like a question and a reaction that he would have.
And for a 4:15 kickoff or whatever it was, Central Time, Dan was there about like 7 o'clock in the morning taking pictures of Lambeau.
I'm thinking Green Bay is perfect for the Dan Roach nightlife, don't you?
Yes.
I'm thinking there are Applebee's everywhere. They're, you know...
mom and pop, you know, pizza places. Oh, yeah, this is fun.
He can get his chicken fingers and fries almost anywhere.
Well, it's also like, you know, he's found his clan. You know, he shows up and it's all these very friendly Midwesterners.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Good? You know, I'm good. How about you? You doing good? How about the old ball game? The ball game was great.
You're on the way to the game? You going to the game tomorrow?
Yeah, don't give me too much grief, but I'm a Patriots guy.
I could just see just all of it. Him, like, having the time of his life.
Isn't Lambo feel awesome?
You like baseball? I like baseball. Baseball's the best, isn't it? It is the best. I love this time of year. I could just see him and the Midwesterners.
Those Brewers are knocking on the door. You never know.
That's right.
Well, Bailey was asked about that first touchdown pass.
What was that feeling like to throw your first ever NFL touchdown pass?
It felt good in that moment, but once that moment was over, I was ready for the next play and get going.
All right. Well, Bill Belichick, he was asked whether or not he was proud of his team after, of course, rallying around a guy that really shouldn't have been playing in the first place.
I know there's no moral victories, but you got to be proud of your team today. A lot of adversity.
Yeah, I said that.
That's true. Trey, go ahead. Trey.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey. I had two things to point out. Number one, Zappy did better than Brady when Brady got thrust into the game when Bledsoe got hurt back in 01. And then two, I think Belichick is slipping with his preparation for the team. There was one play in the fourth quarter. There was that punt where we got backed up to the two-yard line. And there was a Patriots player, like, in the vicinity of the ball when the Packers downed the ball. Well, if he would have knew the rules, he could have swiped at the ball and forced it into the end zone. But he didn't know the rules. They weren't prepared. And they were on the, you know, the two-yard line instead of being at the 20-yard line. What do you think about that, guys?
I think Bill and, dare I say, Matt Patricia had a great game yesterday. I think for everything they were thrown into, you have to give them credit for not only being ready, but defensively they look great. And you know what? The offensive line didn't look bad, except for, of course, Isaiah Wynn. Outside of Isaiah Wynn and those things.
Isaiah Wynn.
The run game was effective.
Got his one quarterback concussed and also was responsible for a strip sack on the other side of the field.
Well, Isaiah Wynn
was. They finally benched him at halftime and put in Marcus Cannon, who they just signed off the street a week ago. I mean, Isaiah Wynn, you want to talk about a bust of a first round. You have Wynn and Sony Michel in the first round that year. I mean,
Sony Michel helped him win a Super Bowl, John.
Okay.
How many different teams has he won a Super Bowl with, John?
Two.
Every team he goes to, they win a Super Bowl. I will not take Sony Michel slander this morning.
Where is he now?
Chargers, I think. Yeah, it's the Chargers.
Is he starting?
Who are going to win a Super Bowl.
That's right. Okay. Put your money down now. That is going to happen almost immediately.
I mean, you ruined your argument. You're like, Joe Murray's making a good argument that he throws something in at the
that's
end that
right.
completely ruins
I
it.
I completely murdered
Isaiah
that
Wynn thing, yes.
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 So future Hall of Famer, Sony Michel.
That's right. Hey, you win two Super Bowls on two different teams, and you're the reason.
It was
you get
shocking.
It, you get the Hall of Fame.
It was shocking how bad Isaiah Wynn was
it
yesterday.
Was. Yes. He should be in street clothes this morning.
I mean, he should be out of a job. Unbelievable, unconscionable you left him out there after you, A, are down your starting quarterback, and B, he was responsible for getting his backup quarterback hurt.
Yep.
Get him out of there. Don't put him back on the field. I mean, if Yadni Kajust is healthy enough, have him be the backup tackle.
So I guess that, I guess what they were saying yesterday was that if Bailey Zappi would have gotten hurt. I'm going to call him Billy Zappi all morning, by the way. I just, for some reason, it's a weird thing stuck in my head. But if he got hurt, Jacoby Myers usually would have been the fourth string quarterback, but he was out. So Bill Belichick was asked, if Bailey had gotten hurt, who was the backup?
When you get into a situation like that where you have just one quarterback that's healthy, do you have to tell someone behind him, like, hey, just in case you need to be ready to go?
Of course.
Who would that have been today?
Well, it didn't turn out to be anybody, so we'll see.
I saw a report yesterday that person would have been.
Ah, how do we feel about tasting the sweet nectar of victory? Okay.
Slater.
Okay, I texted Scott Zolak after Brian Hoyer went down. I texted him in the booth, and I said, okay, who's the emergency quarterback?
Did he text back? Me!
No. No. And you know what his answer was?
What?
Matthew Slater.
That's great.
He thought, he had no inside knowledge, but he said, Slater, question mark? That's what he had. And to show you what a psycho I am, I spent a lot of the third quarter like looking to see which of the skill players had any high school quarterback experience. Like I went through all the running backs, all the receivers, all the defensive backs, could not find anyone on the entire roster that had ever played quarterback in his life.
Had Slater played quarterback?
No.
So I wonder why he's the guy.
I don't know, but I can tell you it would have been interesting because none of those players on that roster, other than Myers, obviously.
Yeah.
But he wasn't healthy. If without Jacoby Myers on the roster, it would have been fascinating to see who the Patriots have put out there. And Tony Romo actually kind of talked about it a little bit. And I think he, now that I'm thinking back on it, he's right. They would have gone Wildcat.
You'd have to go out.
You can't have Slater throwing the ball.
So they're signing a quarterback this week, right? They're going to have to.
Yeah,
they'd have to.
So it's going to be Cam Mania. Cam Mania is back.
I mean, he's going to be a name that comes up.
Yeah, it will be a name. I do wonder, however, and it's probably not going to happen, if Hoyer is able to play this week. You got to ride with Bailey Zappe, right? You got to keep him in, don't you?
It depends on what you're looking for here. If you think the season is lost and you think you don't have a chance, put the kid in there, let him develop. They're clearly scared to do a lot of stuff with him, but maybe with a week of preparation and you're at home, you don't have to worry about communication.
You're playing a Lions team that refuses to win.
But score a ton of points.
They are number one in the NFL in points per game.
And they were missing their starting running back and best receiver, but still, everyone's got great things to say about Detroit if they don't win.
Yeah, they score a zillion points, can't defend at all.
But ultimately, you're going to have to score a lot of points to beat that team. But ultimately, if you think the season's gone, you play the kid. But I think ultimately Hoyer is your best option if you're trying to win.
I'm not sure. A guy coming off concussion.
Let's say he's medically cleared to play. Yeah. If he's medically cleared to play, considering that the new concussion protocols are going to be more
stringent, I would give Hoyer another week, and then if you lose, then it's anybody's ball.
That's exactly right.
How about the nice little dog and pony show we got on Friday where you had Mac Jones out dressed on the practice field throwing around but not moving, and then they ended up listing him as not practicing even though he was out there just for the press and
leadership. So that's what that is. It's just leadership.
Yeah.
He's just showing the boys he's willing to play. It's like Dustin Pedroia playing, second base in a game that doesn't matter with a broken finger. He's out there when they were eliminated, he's showing them I can play.
Changing the narrative, baby.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't like the way his face looked when he got the high ankle sprain. He said, I'm going to come out there. I'm going to show you who's
boss. See how tough I am? Look, boys, here I am. I can't move, but I'm out here trying to help the team.
Naked guy in the trunk of a car. Do you think that the kid's tough?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think he was out there throwing?
It's a rite of passage.
It's true. You're very Canadian.
I'm the son of the Pope.
Okay, you didn't have to add that. You had enough credibility when I turned to you. All right. When we come back, Rich, what do we got?
You know what? Which direction do we want to go in? Do we want to go preseason Celtics, or do we want to go what's happened in Miami with the whole Tua situation and everything crumbling around them now?
Well, it's dealer's choice. We'll leave it up to you, and we'll have a big surprise for the listeners when we come back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's TNR.
It really is just a reality check of just how no one cares.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, we are Touch and Rich. Thousands of individuals and families in Florida affected by Hurricane Ian urgently need support. The American Red Cross is there now for those who have been affected by the hurricane to help patients in Florida. The Red Cross has sent several hundred blood products to ensure blood remains available for patients in the areas that were severely impacted. Your donations will help provide emergency shelter, food, and supplies for the thousands of evacuees. To make a donation and learn how you can help the Red Cross Disaster Relief Emergency Recovery Efforts, go to 98.5thesportshub.com/donate.
Also, coming up at 7:20, we'll have Mike Reese. 7:20, right? He sometimes flips between 7 and 7:20. All right. 7:20, Mike Reese will be on with us with the latest from everything with the Patriots. He was out at Lambeau. Also, Bob Soucy, your voice of the Patriots, with a very happy Scott Zolak for the most part. He'll be on at 9. And we have a show announcement at 8 o'clock.
Yes, very big show announcement. Yes,
so make sure to be around for that. I do want to quickly mention this game that happened yesterday.
Kick out Washington 3. They need him to hit that shot this year. He doesn't hear. Rebound for Brogdon. But again, just think about all these teams with really good players. Here's a step back by Jaylen Brown, and it banks in. Getting the bounces, too. Celtics lead 91-67.
All right, so yesterday we kind of got our first look at the new Boston Celtics. Not a lot of changes in the offseason. They were one of the lucky teams that didn't have to make any major moves, but you had the introduction of Malcolm Brogdon. You did not, however, have the newest member of the Boston Celtics, Blake Griffin, on the court, although he was there at the game. Before we talk quickly about what that, because I know, John, you actually watched it, because I didn't have time. I mean, to be quite honest, it's NFL Sunday, and
yeah, I know.
It's preseason.
I know. But it's John's profession.
It is. So, well, I mean,
and he's looking to be head of the B-ball boys. I mean, he is.
He's already head of the B-ball boys. The dude, the dude sits next to Cedric Maxwell, who really likes him a lot more than Sean Grandy, while calling some of these games, which you'll also be doing fairly soon, right?
Friday.
Okay, John.
So you will not be on the air with us Friday.
I will not be on the air. I will be in scenic Greensboro, North Carolina on Friday.
Okay. Ooh, they've got an Applebee's.
Yes, can't wait.
Is that Cedric Maxwell's stomping ground?
Cedric is 90 minutes south of there.
Okay.
Charlotte. Charlotte is Max's kingdom.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But from what you saw, well, first of all, what did you think of the Blake Griffin signing?
I think it's a desperation move. I don't think they would have gone anywhere near Blake Griffin if they could have afforded it. I mean, you saw what happened in the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. Down the stretch, you know, Jaylen Brown was actively hunting Blake Griffin to score on him. So, I mean, I read a lot about this. Apparently, they signed Griffin because he works well in their offense. He's very active, rolling, setting screens and rolling and dribble handoffs, whatever.
Can he still dunk?
I don't know if he can.
I think the jury's out.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I mean, out of all the injuries he's had and the stuff he's been through and obviously age, I bet he can dunk, but I bet he'd be out for the next three games.
And the reason I like bring that up is that he was such an athletic freak. Oh,
that those first couple of years,
number one overall pick.
Yeah,
coming out party. Like, I mean, when it was just some of the most ridiculous dunks I've ever seen. And I know that we've seen a million dunks before, but he was special.
I mean, he's not 40; he's in his early 30s. He's
so many injury
12
problems.
Years. I mean, it's you've seen players go a lot further than that, but it might as well be two decades. He just doesn't have it anymore. And I think he doesn't sign. First of all, he's here the entire season. I mean, it's a 1-year fully guaranteed contract. They're not getting rid of him. He's here for the
league
rest
minimum,
of the year,
right.
Which means to me that he's been promised playing time. I think you're going to see a lot of him early in the season.
Well, put it this way. The whole thing about Blake Griffin being here is that there's really nothing for basketball reasons that I get excited about. The one thing that I do like is that he's not going to F up any kind of chemistry. Like, that's the one thing that everyone likes Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin seems to be an affable guy. Nobody has a problem with him. He's not going to come in and be Dwight Howard and, you know, unless they all bonded over ripping on Dwight Howard, then maybe that would be something different. Yeah. But you're not going to have any questions. He seems to be a good enough guy. How much he plays, I don't know. At the beginning of the season, you're right. They got to have a warm body, but he'll probably get injured right away. That's the only thing about him is he
can score.
Injured.
He can still score points. He can get you 10 off the bench.
Well, good. Then they can use that.
That's what they need. Now, the question is, how much does he give up on the other end? I don't know the answer to that. I guess you hope he breaks even.
Mm-hmm.
So
you said Sam Hauser fever yesterday. There's a lot of Sam Hauser out there.
Hauser got a lot of time early. It's clear they like him at the top of the rotation, with or without the injuries.
Yeah, they do.
He looked
baby.
Really good yesterday, Fred. He did.
He's got
really
that
good.
Electric Virginia offense in him. He knows how to score. How to move without the ball.
I'm telling you give him any space, it's automatic.
That's right.
He can play help. Jumper.
He can play help defense like nobody's business.
Yes,
and he'll smack. Back the floor, he'll do everything.
Hey, you got two Virginia guys on the floor at the same time. Brogdon's there too, so I mean, this is get ready.
Hopefully, they install that offense because the Celtics could use that ratings boost.
Your final score 80-79. Back after this,
it's all about taking the air out of the ball, my friend.
Did you see how much your buddy Tyler Herro got? By the way,
oh man, no.
I didn't even know they were playing preseason games.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people didn't know, but Tyler Herro just got a 4-year, $132 million deal.
Oh, geez.
Is that right? 132? Is that right?
I read 130, 120 with $10 million of incentives.
I mean, Fred,
$30 million a year for that.
And I can tell you that money will be spent wisely.
He's going to spend it all on drip.
John, you've never come off so urban.
Well, that's because Tyler Herro comes off so urban.
I'm trying to sound like that guy, that Patriots reporter who was talking to Judon.
Hey, what do you got with all this drip?
Oh, Mac God. Jones's drip.
Oh, that was just awesome. Who was that
guy?
I'm
not your dad's reporter.
Remember that guy?
Drip.
I don't know who it was.
Is this it right here? Hang on. Let's see.
It's a drip. It's a swag.
No. This is a Judon press conference.
Mike, go ahead. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. I think desperation is probably a little strong word when it comes to Blake Griffin. I think more than anything, you're looking at a chemistry guy, a locker room guy with the Odoka situation to keep things rolling forward.
Yeah.
Richard made that point.
If Luke Kornet does not get hurt, they do not sign this guy.
Sure.
No. I mean, obviously, it wasn't a that priority of theirs.
We need a center. We're out of centers. Who's available of the four guys, Aldridge, Howard, and Blake Griffin, which one fits us best?
He's not a bad interview either. Like, he's actually a fairly funny guy.
Yes, he is.
By, athlete interview standards. Maybe we reach out. Maybe we see if he'll come on with us once and see how that
goes.
I like
he's going to be playing a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well, but...
He won't be out of breath.
No, he will not be out of breath. That is for sure. So... All hell is broken loose down in Miami now, and it seems that everyone's trying to cover everyone else's ass. And it was announced on Friday that the what does UNC stand for? It's like the guy who's basically has no affiliation with anybody. He's
the independent guy.
Yeah, the
concussion
independent
guy. Yeah,
the unk. Well, the guy who performed to his concussion test on Sunday has been fired, per a league source. It was found, according to Tom Pelissero, that he made, quote, several mistakes in his evaluation.
Did I not tell you on Friday there was going to be a fall guy? They were going to fire a guy who didn't really matter. That's exactly what happened. Congratulations. Well, you got your fall guy. Now everyone will try and move on.
So they said that there were several factors in firing this dude, including failure to understand his role as the unk, and hostility during the investigation process. So the guy got very angry that they were questioning. I got his role as the unk. You have one job, right? You have one job, yes. And that is to, on the field of play, watch and see if you spot anything that could be a concussion symptom. And everyone in the world saw a concussion symptom the second Tua tried to stand up and started stumbling. So I don't know quite what he thought his role was, but either way, that guy was fired. He's the fall guy, and now everybody in the Miami organization could say, well, we took this guy's advice.
Well, and ultimately, though, I heard it's not even that guy's decision. That it still comes down to the person in Miami.
That's what Bert told us, that there is a medical, like the head of the medical team, I believe, for whatever team the player gets injured. He's the one who gets the ultimate thumbs up, thumbs down. Right. So the buck doesn't stop with the unk But they're saying that it looks like there's still an investigation going on. But Ronnie Harrison was actually pretty interesting yesterday. You know, everyone's been talking about it, but Ronnie Harrison obviously has been there before, and he had this to say about the Miami situation.
God, coach, I would get hit. My head, the entire stadium is spinning around, and I would go back into the game. It's not worth it, Maria. And I would implore these young men, don't go back on that football field if you get hurt, because I don't want them to have to feel like me and so many other former players that had to deal with concussions, whether it's depression, anxiety, paranoia, broken relationships, not being able to communicate with your spouse and things like that. It's a lot. CTE takes you to a dark place, and I want these players to know it's not worth it. Please take care of yourself. Don't depend on the NFL. Don't depend on anybody. If something's wrong with your head, report it.
The only problem with that, and I know what he's saying, and I think it's good that he said it, but the problem is that Unk guy was supposed to be someone that helps the players protect them from themselves. Right. Because what kind of decision can you make? What kind of rational decision can you make when you just got a concussion? You're not thinking right.
And your instinct is, I got to get back on the field.
There's no question. Yeah. I got to get out there. That person is supposed to protect the players, and that's why the Players Association is the one that, you know, had to, you know, filed that thing. By the way, nice speed on that. Great job getting it done before he played 5 days later. Well done, well, NFL Players Association.
We all know the NFL Players Association is a joke.
Yes, an absolute joke. So it looks like we'll hope. It says, according to Adam Schefter, we're going to find out something in the next couple of days. Meanwhile, I just saw this pop up on Tom Pelissero's timeline. I guess during the Saints game, it said Vikings Pro Bowl safety Harrison Smith got hit in, quote, a very sensitive area in the final seconds of Sunday's win over the Saints, per source. That's why he had to come out stopping the clock, which he wasn't trying to do. Smith may never have another child, but otherwise he's fine.
I've always wondered why they don't wear cups. No NFL guys wear cups. And if you are if you're playing defense and a running back puts his head down and drives right into your body,
hey, that's a tough hit.
That's no fun for anybody.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand why. I mean, does it make you? I guess if you're running a lot, it's probably got to be uncomfortable.
It can chafe. I mean, there's no situation. There's no doubt there could be chafage.
Yeah, I don't think we've asked some players about whether or not anyone wears cups anymore, and I think the consensus is that nobody does it.
No, and I could see if you're a lineman not wearing a cup, because really what's going to happen, but if you're like in the secondary and you got to come up for a hit,
oh yeah,
the guy put any kind of
like
angle,
a linebacker, and you've got, you know, like back in the day, Marshawn Lynch with his head down, no, going right
exactly, nuts. And you're kind of like catching him. Yeah, that could be right to the old gonads.
Yeah, well, that seems to be. I got to see the play. I had no idea what play he's talking about. I wasn't quite watching all the Saints game, but I'd like to see what it was. And I guarantee you, because he's a safety, right? Yeah, I guarantee it was something just like that.
Yep,
running back right to the nuts.
The worst is now in Major League Baseball with... Oh, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I saw it. It was at the end of the game. It was like a leg whip that kicked him square in the balls.
Oh.
The second
did he go down?
Did
he go down? Or did he go down like a second later?
He was down, and then he got up and ran off the field like holding himself.
Yeah.
He knew immediately.
Like holding his nuts? Oh, that's awful.
Because that's one of those things that you feel the impact, and then you go, oh, no. And then it's like one, and two,
and it's like the pain and the nausea. It's like immediately where you're just like, whoa.
Well, it's like so much pain. It like overloads your body and gives your body a second to go like, everything's okay. No! Everything is not okay.
No, not at all. Not in the least. Oh, that's awful. That is just awful. Well, we'll have to check in on him and see if everything's going well. I just like how there's a reporter out there saying he might not have kids again.
Yeah, it's very funny. Well, you could be that guy from the Nationals. With the way baseball is now and how hard these guys throw, I know it happened to Yadier Molina, but there's a guy from the Nationals who's not going to play again this season because someone fouled one right off his cup.
Oh, man. Off his cup, too.
And it shatters the cup.
That's not a Beltre situation. He wasn't wearing a cup, right, when Beltre got nailed?
Beltre got nailed, and then he's like, I'm never wearing a cup, and then he got nailed again. So Beltre would be about 50 feet from home. These guys' exit velocity is like 100 miles an hour. Oh. It takes one bounce off the field and then hits you right in the balls.
Yeah. Awful.
Or the guy you're talking,
is Kybert Ruiz, the Nationals catcher.
Yeah, it exploded the cup.
It's out for season with a testicular contusion.
Yes. What happened is, and I told you, Yadier Molina, I believe, now wears a titanium cup.
Oh, my God. Well, John, you know by now it's one of the more popular Jackass things that they've done, stunts they've done for years, is the cup test.
Yeah.
I think it was one of the first ones that they kind of got famous for. Well, in the new movie, they did a cup test, but it was like too, like, extreme. And I think it was Danger Aaron who was wearing it.
Yes.
And the very first thing that they have is they have this professional women's softball pitcher, and she just rifles one right into his nuts. Obviously, that hurts. The next one is that they've got P.K. Subban taking slap shots right to his nuts,
yeah.
And that kills him. And then they say, well, we've got this boxer who's going to be, you know, punching you in the nuts. And when they go around the corner, it's Francis Ngannou, who had in studio. Who is just,
that's where I go the other way.
He is a monster of a man.
We've had Ngannou in studio. That's where I'm like, you know what?
Dude, he picked me up. He, like, grabbed one arm and, like, almost picked me up.
I like my money. I appreciate it. I know I'm getting paid to do this, but you can keep the money. I'm not doing this.
And he just – and like, there's got to be something inside of you that says, all right, maybe I should lay back. This shouldn't be right. But then you realize this guy hits people for a living, and he did not hold back at all.
No.
And just rifled one square into his nut cup. And, I mean, it looked like the guy was going to throw up. And then it ended with him lying on his back. The grand finale was they had a dude with a pogo stick. And that was something that I was watching it through my fingers and crying laughing, but it was one of the more disturbing things that I've seen because they slow-mo it and everything.
Yeah, I think they've covered everything you could possibly do to someone's balls. All right.
We just found out Mike Reese is going to be joining.
Okay,
he's been joining us next.
Mike Reese, he's got a boarding situation, so he will join us right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.